He was a statesman on the world stage, an intellectual, and, admittedly, a philanderer. And he's the subject of a new book. No, we're not talking about Bill Clinton, but rather Benjamin Franklin. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of a new book on Franklin by the renowned American historian Gordon S. Wood. It's called The Americanization of Benjamin Franklin.
You'd think by now enough is enough with Ben Franklin. Walter Isaacson's biography of Franklin was the nonfiction sensation of last year. It's only about the gazillionth biography of Franklin to be written since his death in 1790 at age 84. Franklin's own autobiography is quite likely still the most widely read American autobiography. And even during his lifetime, Franklin's face was ubiquitous, emblazoned on medallions, snuff boxes, handkerchiefs, and chamber pots. Now along comes yet another excavation into Franklin's life, this one called The Americanization of Benjamin Franklin, written by one of our foremost scholars of the American Revolution, Gordon S. Wood. Against the odds, Wood's new study of Franklin is a revelatory book, not only because it upends so many received notions about our craftiest founding father, but also because it demonstrates how thrilling the scholarly pursuit of elusive truth can be. First, a disclaimer, since I've used that attention-annihilating word, scholarly. Although Wood is, of course, scrupulous in grounding his arguments in primary and secondary sources, The Americanization of Benjamin Franklin is a lively book, democratically written for every reader. The upshot of Wood's book is not to denigrate Franklin, as so many of his critics have done over the past two centuries, but to help readers understand and ultimately marvel at him all the more. Wood points out in his introduction that Franklin seems the most accessible, the most democratic, the most folksy of the founders. But one of the key corrections to popular ideas about Franklin's character that Wood makes here is that during his lifetime, Franklin, with his own hearty consent, was celebrated as an inventor, diplomat, and cultivated man of the world. Franklin certainly didn't hide his origins as a lowly printer, but his enduring image as a self-made man, Wood says, only began to emerge in America in the early 19th century and signaled a radical shift in attitudes toward social mobility and the dignity of manual labor. It was the French, Wood says, who first began to manufacture the image of Franklin as a kind of rustic savant during the years he spent as a delegate to France seeking that country's vital support for the American Revolution. Since Franklin was from Pennsylvania, the French assumed he was a Quaker, and Franklin played the part to perfection, wearing plain white and brown linen and unpowdered hair. Thus he became for the French a symbol of Republican simplicity. One of the funniest sections of Wood's book, by the way, is his discussion of how the infatuated French revered Franklin's Poor Richard's Almanac, treating that hodgepodge collection of truisms as sublime moral philosophy. The major revelation in Wood's book is just how un-American Franklin was throughout most of his long life. Up until the eve of the Revolution, he was a royalist. He adored England and lived there throughout his 50s and 60s for a total of 15 years. As Wood suspensefully describes it, the process by which Franklin became one of the most passionate patriots was lightning quick, but still too complex to do justice to here. Let's just say it had to do with politics as well as personal humiliation. Once he became a revolutionary around the age of 70, Franklin was fierce, even cutting off his formerly loving relations with his only son, William, who was the royal governor of New Jersey. After the peace treaty with Britain was signed in 1783, William requested a reconciliation with his father, but Franklin, in a letter, offered little hope. "Nothing," he wrote, "has ever hurt me so much and affected me with such keen sensations as to find myself deserted in my old age by my only son. And not only desert it, but to find him taking up arms against me in a cause wherein my good fame, fortune, and life were all at stake." That's arguably the most remarkable aspect of Franklin's life story that Wood highlights here. Franklin was the oldest of the founders, as well as the most famous American in the world. And yet, in his old age, he risked everything on a revolution of colonists against the world's most powerful empire. As Franklin himself might have observed in his almanac, maybe it is possible for an old dog to learn new tricks after all.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Americanization of Benjamin Franklin by Gordon S. Wood.